Welcome to KJV Cafe. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen. Each episode of the cafe is dedicated to studying the Bible verse by verse from Genesis through Revelation. Your host here at the cafe is Bible teacher Clark Covington. Looks like the coffee is hot and ready, so let's get started.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the cafe. What a blessed day, a blessed week. Hopefully you're doing great. Welcome. It is just a beautiful day out here, and I'm about to go for a car ride. And if you know me, you know I like to drive in the car, so I've been looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to just spending time with you here in the scriptures. I hope you're just doing great today. Man, we're getting into Genesis chapter 12, and there's so much here. Because as you look at prominent figures in the Bible, you know, you've got some big ones, King David and Paul, no bigger than Jesus Christ himself, amen. Moses being another big one. Abraham, that is also a very large figure in the Bible, one that you could spend your lifetime studying and still not exhaust all the lessons we can learn from him and all of the great things that God did through him, because we don't ascribe greatness to a man, we ascribe greatness to God. The kids ask all the time, you know, what does it mean to be righteous? They don't really ask, what does it mean to be righteous? But during a Bible lesson, they'll give me a square look when I talk about righteousness. And I always try to point them to Christ. I said, we don't have righteousness of our own. Amen. We can do nothing good without God. And so we are not righteous. Jesus himself says none's good but the Father. Amen. So we learn, we take that page from Jesus. We know we're not righteous. We know that all these individuals that we ascribe greatness to, we're simply doing that by ascribing greatness to Jesus Christ, greatness to God the Father, and greatness to their obedience and faith. Because at the end of the day, all we can do is have faith, right? And so what we're going to do, let's look at this verse here. I'm going to look here specifically, just for time's sake. And I will make of thee a great nation. This is verse 2 of Genesis 12. And God directly speaking to Abram, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. All right, we're going to tackle what that means when we come back from this break, so stay tuned.
You're listening to KJV Cafe. We encourage you to look us up on your favorite podcast app and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Now let's get back to some more in-depth Bible study.
All the families of the earth are going to be blessed. Now, how can God say that? Abram has Isaac. Isaac has Jacob. Jacob leads the 12 tribes of Israel. So literally, Abram is credited as the father patriarch of the Jews. Technically, Jacob is the father of the 12 tribes, right? But you still see Abram being the one that's called out, Abram being the one that's going to the Canaan land first, Abram being the one that has this great faith, Abram the one that has the chosen child Isaac in a very late age, on and on. Now, it doesn't say some. You know, here in Genesis 12, it says, in the all families of the earth, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Yeah, sorry, I was just finding that. That's Genesis 12, verse 3. So we've covered the Jews and how they're blessed and how they have their lineage back to Abraham and his great faith. And now you have the Gentiles, those that have accepted, those that would accept Jesus Christ as Savior are accepting a one from the line of Abram or Abraham. And there are, I believe, 41 generations. The research that I did pointed that out, 41 generations from Abraham to Jesus. And so it's a little time there, but that's the line. And you want to get very specific, you can take Abraham backwards to Shem, backwards to Noah, and so forth. So it's the godly line. And then also, too, we have Gentiles and Jews. That covers everybody because you have Jews, and then you have everyone that's not a Jew, that's a Gentile, right? So we covered everybody there. That's all families. But then you also have the theme of this, or like the faith application or whatever you want to say, the lesson here would be Abraham walked by faith. He walked in obedience and faith, and that makes him an example for our belief now. And our belief now is grounded in, and this is the most important thing I think you could ever take from this whole program, We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. It is nothing that we can do that saves us. It is nothing that we give that would save us. It is nothing. It's no education that we can have that can save us. It's no kind of name that we can have or ordination or anything that can save us. We are saved by faith alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. That is it. Grace alone is it. I'll tell you a funny story. In North Carolina, we started our homeschool several years ago, and I'm spearheading the effort, and I'm going through the paperwork, and they said, we need a name for your school, and I'm researching, and someone said, don't name your school after like your family name, because then you know, your kids may not get into college. I'm like, okay. I said, well, okay, we're fundamentally Christian. I know we're going to have a Bible lesson every morning. What's our name of our school? And I thought, well, Grace Alone School. I was like, okay, it's called Grace Alone School, GAS. So my kids want to know what school they go to. They go to the GAS school, which is kind of silly. But that's what we called it, amen, the GAS school, Grace Alone School. And the reason why is a fundamental tenet of our belief. Faith, right? Nothing but faith. Abraham was justified by faith. Is that not true? Amen. Hebrews 11, the hall of champions, the hall of fame for those that had faith. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 12. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. Is that literally the word faith is in that text? And obeyed, which means obedient. They're both faith and obedience. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles or tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah received herself strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea shore innumerable. It was all by faith. The Lord spoke directly to Abram. He said, you're going to do this. Abram believed. And he did it, and by faith he was blessed, and by faith we are saved, amen. And when you look at why people act the way they act, you have someone that breaks a rule over and over again. What are they saying? They don't believe, you know? They don't believe in your rule. You have someone that falls into abject sin, and they're not even repentant. They're rebellious. They're boastful in their sin. What are they saying? They don't fear God, which is another way of saying he's a liar. I don't believe. So when we look at this earth and we look at the people of this earth, it comes down to, do you believe or not? Are you a believer or an unbeliever? God is saying, take me at my word and be blessed, or call me a liar and be cursed. And this is the crux of it all. And man, in their just stupidity, I don't know what other way to say it, you know, their false wisdom creates all of these mechanisms that you need to do all of these things, right? All these hierarchies, you know, and then maybe only certain people can hear from God, and we'll call them modern day prophets, you know, modern day apostles. You know, the apostles, as I understand it, were people that saw Jesus, okay? So if you didn't see him there face to face, you're not one, right? That's kind of my definition for it. But either way, you have these organizations that create all of these burdens upon man. You'll have organizations that'll take Old Testament law and say, no, that's how we have to be. Now, it's God's wisdom in the Old Testament, right? It's not a bad thing, right, to rest on the Sabbath. It's not a bad thing to not covet. It's not a bad thing to, you know, do this or that, right? We should, but at the same time, that's not how we're saved, you know? Or they'll say, conversely, and I say this carefully, but hey, you know what? If you don't keep up those good works, you'll lose your salvation. Now, guess what? We believe in eternal security. Christ, it doesn't say that Christ died multiple times for multiple people's sins over and over again. Christ died one time for everyone's sins for all time. Amen. Once saved, always saved. And you say, Brother Clark, what about that person? They were saved as a child and now they're a murderer or a crook and they're not sorry about it. Well, that person, maybe they weren't saved as a child. That's my answer to that. Amen. And only God knows. And so I say that carefully. But as far as I can tell, the scriptures point to once saved, always saved. Amen. People will send me messages hearing the preaching and maybe under conviction and say, I was in church as a child and I've gotten out in the world. I'll say, look, God's happy to welcome you back. Look at the prodigal son. Look at me. Amen. I lived, you know, wild and crazy for a season, and I'm lucky the Lord didn't take my life. Surely he could have, and surely I believe he would have by this point if I hadn't gotten right with him, because I was no use, amen? But God is so loving and long-suffering, and look at Abram, who becomes Abraham. He has to lie about his wife, amen, twice, all right? He's not perfect, okay? But what you see as a portrait of this individual was faith, obedience, and if I can throw a third one in there, humility. Abram was greatly humble. Reminds me so much of Moses. Greatly humble. God calls Moses. Moses says, God, why are you calling me? I can barely speak. God calls Abraham and says, all this land is yours. Abraham says, Lot, which side do you want? You know, Abraham goes in and says, can I buy a tomb for my wife? You know, and this is all his land. And he's that humble. The Bible says he's bowing down to the children. And, you know, that. So you see obedience, you see faith, and you see humility. These are godly traits. These are born of the Spirit. And this is the crux of our faith, is to simply believe. We're saved by faith alone. And so if you struggle with this, maybe you messed up recently, maybe you said something you shouldn't have said or done something you shouldn't say, just go to God and just pray to him and say, Lord, I believe you're real. I believe you're true. I believe that you're holy. I believe you know my form and you know how I am. And Lord, I just ask you to help me today. Lord, I just ask you to be like, I could be like Abram and I could just have faith. And maybe it's not a sin you've fallen into. You know, maybe you've not done something dirty and bad. You know, maybe it's just you're pushing back. God's called you to have fellowship with him. You know, I heard from a family member that they felt like God was calling them to have a fellowship with him in the morning, and they weren't. They were just working. Look, maybe it's time to just go to God and say, I'm yours. You know, what's the old song, old hymn? I surrender all. You know, God, I'm yours. I surrender all. You know, that idea of surrendering. Talk to a preacher. They're called to preach. What do? They surrender to the ministry. I haven't met too many that was just doing jumping jacks to do it. Amen. Most everybody that I know in the ministry surrendered to it. And I've got funny stories of people that didn't want to surrender, and God threw them a lot of curveballs until they said, okay. And I myself, you know, I didn't think I was cut for that. Amen. I thought I would be the last person to have that position. And I talked to a brother that had been running from God for a season and went through all kinds of medical conditions. And I looked at him and I thought about it for about 1 second. And I said, I don't want any of that. You know, I surrender now, you know, like, okay. So you had like a stroke, a heart attack, a neck surgery. I'm good. Okay. You did that. And now I hear you very clearly, brother. You're a little bit older than me. I see what you're saying. I see what God's doing here. I surrender. Right. But that's the idea of surrendering. Amen. And by the way, I I'm not going to go deep into this, but you know, what does God say in Genesis 12? I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. What is God doing? He's saying, like, if you're obedient to me and you go walk this scary path, this narrow path, I'm going to take care of you. And not only am I going to take care of you, but your cup is going to run over. Amen. You are going to be blessed. I'm going to do some great things with you. You are going to be a mighty man because of what I'm doing with you and through you. Amen. And so Abram surrendered. He answered the call. And I believe this with all my heart. If you follow God, if you answer his call, he'll bless you. I believe that. You know, again, that idea of prosperity with God is a little controversial in the fundamental world. And I'm not saying he's going to make you rich. I'm not saying that, though Abram was. I'm not going to say he's going to make you rich. But I will say he'll bless you. I'll say you'll be spiritually rich. I'll say you'll have a purpose like nobody else. I'll say you'll have a peace like hardly anyone else has. I'll say that you will have understanding that the world would desire. Jesus Christ told the disciples many rulers would desire to know what they knew, and they were just ordinary people for the most part. I will say that when you walk by faith, you will be blessed by God, as we see in this passage of scripture. We're literally two or three verses in, and there's so much here of God's blessing and mercy and sovereign plan, his providence, his provision. I could go on, but I can't because time's up. Tune in next time. Take care. God bless, and amen.
Thanks for spending time with us today at the cafe. We would love to hear from you. You can email Brother Clark directly at clark@enduringpromise.org. See you again tomorrow, same time, same place.